everyone, and welcome to the first edition of Friday Night Under the Lights for 2017. Friday Night Under the Lights starting their 24th year. Gosh, it just seems like 23 years ago I had the idea for this thing, and it has just rolled and rolled and rolled. We're glad that you're with us tonight. Now, you may not be with us tonight if you're depending on the internet.
That's what I hear.
The internet all over the country has been out tonight. We saw a map a while ago. There were big splotches of red, and it was in California. A lot of it was in, you know, Georgia and down into Florida. Texas, a lot of it was out here in Mississippi. We had our problems. You may be experiencing some problems. Of course, you can pick the show up tonight on Mississippi Public Broadcasting, Think Radio, all across the state of Mississippi, and we're glad to have everyone jumping in their cars listening to the games. Some of these games people got to leave early, Jake, because the score, you know, had a running clock.
Yeah.
And then we had an unusual amount of Thursday night games. We'll talk about that. He's Jake Wimbley. Now, George Broadstreet is in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores desk. We'll be going to him in just a moment. Ty Bailey on the telephones tonight, and Chris Saxon producing here in the studio tonight, and Ezra Wall back at Mississippi Public Broadcasting and handling the production of Friday Night Under the Lights from there. This is the Wendy's Giant Studio, and we'll discuss all of that later on as the show progresses. But big night is always the first night for high school football in Mississippi. And, Jake, a lot of games were big and big rival games. Some of the games weren't so big by design. You know, we always used to say, gosh, if we could just get a cupcake, you know, to lead out. And you know, there's not many cupcakes anymore.
No, it's not. I mean, everybody plays at a high level. And you look at the scores, and, of course, we'll get to those in just a bit. A lot of close games tonight across the state of Mississippi. Mm. Close games last night. We'll talk about South Panola and Clinton, a game that came down to the wire.
Ooh.
You know, just a series or two, a turnover or two. And that's what you see this time of year. Defenses, a lot of times ahead of the offenses. This is where everybody panics, because if your offense doesn't do good, they say, oh, man, this is going to be a really bad year. And then you look up 3 weeks from now, and everybody is kind of caught up offensively to defensively. So that's kind of where we are tonight.
I want to remind everyone, too, that we will have the Peanut Game of the Week coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about the schedule. In fact, if you're watching the show on Fanuttle.com tonight, at the top of the screen, you'll see the scroll, and it has the games that we'll be carrying. We've got some good ones this year, and we want to thank the high schools that are going to be involved with us on that. It's a lot of fun. The Peanuts will be out there, and they'll be passing out bags of peanuts, and we'll have tents with Sports Medicine will be there, and Wendy's will be there, and shelter insurance will be there. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Sure.
And you want to go and support. We had a lot of people say last year they went to the Peanut game, and they didn't even have anybody playing in the game. They just want to go watch a good high school football game. So we certainly hope that that's the case this year, and certainly glad to have you with us. We'll be giving the number where you can call in and talk. But as we have changed our format over the years, Jake, we've gone to giving the scores with George and also putting the scores on a crawl and taking more calls from people who make up these games.
Yeah.
That call the games, and then coaches. We'll have the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coaches Corner. You got a really good one. When I say we got a big guest tonight, I don't just mean
he's like a large guy. Yeah, he's actually a really big guest.
Yeah, see, he's a big guest, and we're talking about John Perry.
Personality.
Oh, my everything. Goodness. John Perry will be along. Head coach of the Pearl Pirates.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of big games. And so let's throw it over to George Broadstreet, who is in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Sports Desk. And, George, a lot of Thursday night scores to go over, but also a lot of scores tonight.
Well, you know, last night there were 13 games on Thursday night, which was a little bit unusual. But there's 155 games tonight. So we're looking at 168 games total between last night and tonight. I'm not going to give you 168 scores right now, but I'm going to give you a few just to kind of whet the appetite.
Okay.
DeSoto Central tonight beat Amory by the score of 20-7. Last night, as Russ and Jake mentioned, South Panola edged Clinton 24-23. Tonight, Madison Central beat Brandon by the score of 10-3. It was Northwest Rankin shutting out Germantown 24-0. Oxford beat Vicksburg 20-6. Jefferson Davis County over Harrison Central by the score of 25-10. Some other scores: West Point over Columbus 42-14. It was Pearl over Brookhaven 23-3. Louisville last night shut out Holmes County Central 24-0. It was Laurel doubling up on Callaway by the score of 24-12. North Pike shut out Lawrence County 18-0. It was Long Beach 27, Pass Christiane 14. South Jones shut out Summerall 36-0. Port Gibson beat Macomb 24-6. Some other scores: Velma Jackson over Ridgeland, that was a Thursday night game, 24-21. Hazelhurst beat Canton last night 20-18. Morton shut out Lanier 22-0. Aberdeen over Bruce 50-12. South Pontotoc over Vardaman 42-14. Nanawaya over Hatley 49-6. Some other scores: Bogachitta over McLaurin 42-26. It was Bay Springs beating Stringer 41-8. Enterprise over Salem 28-20. Calhoun City shut out Coffeyville 45-0. Another shutout, Noxapater over Montgomery County, 47-0. And another shutout, McAdams over Ethel, 44-0. In some MAIS action, Presbyterian Christian beat West Marion, 38-18. It was Jackson Prep over East Rankin, 42-14. MRA shut out Magnolia Heights, 49-0. Starkville over Lamar, 43-21. And let me see if I can give you an eight-man score.
Well, no, this, I gotta have those.
Well, Tri-County over Silva Bay, 45-8. That is not an eight-man score.
No.
But in an eight-man score, it was Tallulah over Kemper Academy by the score of 50-8. Now, if you'll notice, I didn't give it by division because there's so many interdivision games.
Right.
A 6A playing a 5A, a 4A playing a 3A. So we'll kind of dispense with that tonight.
Yeah, and, you're right. You get a lot of non-conference games going on, and
right.
It doesn't really matter anymore.
Not yet.
Not tonight.
Right. Yeah.
But it will.
It will.
And when it does, and of course, Dr. Dave Shouse is in our IT guys in Boone, North Carolina. He says he can hear it tonight up there in Boone. So they don't have any internet.
He's in a bunker where there is internet.
That's right.
You know Dave's in a bunker.
He probably has his own server. And also, Will the Thrill is a part of our team here, and Will Watson he is providing the score sheets that George uses, and he's in Atlanta area and said that Atlanta was having a lot of internet issues tonight. So if you're having trouble with the internet, it's freezing, or you don't even get it. I know on our game tonight it just stopped. Did it stop on your game?
This is the first time ever we actually packed it up second half, because we could not ever stay on. We were on for like 2 minutes and off for five, on for two. And I know Madison Central, they were having issues with their stream. It was
everybody was.
And we thought it was us for a while.
Yeah.
And did all the troubleshooting and calling and
right.
Then really said, hey, let's just call it a day. And then, of course, until I came over here and you guys said that, I had no idea that this was a nationwide issue.
Yeah. And it gave Charlie a nationwide headache. So.
Absolutely, it did.
But anyway, we're glad that you're with us. And of course, a lot of folks and just now getting in their car and keeping those radios tuned to Mississippi Public Broadcasting. And I would encourage you to keep it there all weekend long. There's a great programming coming up this weekend on MPB Think Radio. And a big thanks to Ezra Wall for producing over there for us tonight. And I noticed Ezra had his Green Bay Packer t-shirt on when I saw him yesterday. It was yesterday. And so he's getting ready for pro season. All right, we've got are there any more scores you've got that we don't have?
I don't have any right now. I'm going through here looking through the Twitter feed. And as we get them, Tupelo 34, Meridian 19, 1:48 left.
Does that surprise you?
Yes, it really does.
Yeah.
Because I figured Meridian would have...
I had Tupelo. I picked Tupelo in this game, yeah. but by just a little bit. So, you know, early, what does this mean? You know, we'll talk to John Luke McCord about this game.
Right.
He's at this game.
Good.
And see what's going on. You know, because Tupelo, a lot of people felt like last year they were a year early. They went through the entire regular season undefeated. Right. Lost to Madison Central first week of the playoffs. Now this year, a lot of people feel like they're the team to beat out of the North. And tonight, it looks like they're off to a good start to be that kind of team.
Well, we'll see. And, of course, a lot of people were writing Clinton off, and they shouldn't. Because, you know, they lost to South Panola last night by a score of 24-23.
And should have won.
Yeah, I mean, they fumbled it, two times in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And you don't hand the ball to South Panola.
No.
You just don't. And I think Clinton's better than people think they are.
I think Clinton is a very good football team. I watched most of that game last night. South Panola's a really good football team. Clinton's a really good football team. This first 5 weeks, and I think you and I talked about this early in the week, Russ, is everybody is scheduling all of these hard games early now. I mean, you're talking about teams with five straight weeks of out-of-conference play or out-of-region play that's really tough. I don't think that you can gauge a team on these first few weeks. I really think it's a wait-and-see approach.
Well, and to your point, Jake, I was talking to Kerry Metzger today, who we'll talk to in the 11:30 hour tonight. They played, you know, Picayune, who has got a solid football team.
Sure.
He says they're not as good as they're going to be 5 weeks from now because he's getting a couple back kids back from injury. But they played Poplarville tonight?
Yeah,
seems
I got
to me Poplarville. You got that score?
I got that score now. Poplarville beat Picayune 27-24.
Oh, man. Well, Kerry's going to be along at 11:30. I'm telling you, he told me Picayune in about 5 weeks is going to get two guys back, and it's going to make all the difference in the world. But what a game down there tonight. Wow. You got some more?
I've got a few here I did not have earlier. Oak Grove beat Purvis by the score of 45-7. Let's see, another one that I don't think I gave you earlier. Neshoba Central beat Kosciuszko 24-6. Let's see if there's any others that I added. I think that's it from what. Well, Greene County shut out West Lauderdale 12-0.
Okay. Hey, Russ, right back to Poplarville real quick.
Uh-huh.
Last year, you and I called that Poplarville-Lafayette State Championship game.
And we about froze up there.
I froze to death in Starkville. But remember last year, we were very impressed with Poplarville. And they are an old-school football team. And what I mean, they still run the wing tee.
That's right.
They run it like a champion. And for them to win tonight, it's surprising, but it shouldn't surprise a lot of people. I mean, they lost to Lafayette last year 27-12 in the state championship. So they've got a really good football team.
Well, I know that we enjoyed doing that game, and we said then, hey, these two teams have a chance to come back.
Yeah.
And I talked to Kerry Metzger today. We're going to talk to him at 11:30 hour. Be very interesting to say. He said that those two that were missing from that lineup were difference makers, and that happened so many times when you I talked to a couple of schools that lost key players in the Jamboree last week.
Yeah.
And I think Jay was one of them. I think one of their kids tore his knee up, and they were really counting on him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, there's two schools of thought on the Jamborees, and one of them's good and one of them isn't good.
Right.
But it didn't matter tonight. It was hot wherever you played. And so I think the teams that had more players actually, you know, probably came out. Did you have any injuries in your game tonight?
There was a couple bumps and bruises, but Madison Central and Brandon both looked like they walked away healthy. You had a couple guys get up a little slow, maybe some cramps, but, you know, for both of those teams, they walked away healthy.
I'll tell you another one, George. I don't know if you mentioned it from Thursday night. Presbyterian Christian beat West Marion last night.
Yeah, I did mention that, but pretty handily, too.
Yeah, 42-14, something like that.
I think it was 38-18, I think.
Okay, well,
close.
Joey Hawkins got him playing, and, you know, they're having to do it without Isaiah Woolard this year. But he's got him playing well, and so it should be a lot of fun, following PCS this year. And, of course, that classic game between Prep and PCS last year, boy. I tell you, they're going to be a little salty, I'm telling you, after losing that game to Jackson Prep. So, Prep winner tonight, 34. I'm going to tell you what, give credit where credit is due. East Rankin, okay, never has really put it gelled together. Never. They averaged 256 across the line tonight, and they were running misdirection tonight at Prep, and Prep was having a hard time tackling. Prep scored on the first play of the game with Ely, and from that point, it was you know, Katie barred the door. East Rankin comes back and scores on the first play. They had it. So, it's back and forth. And then it was 13-7, and that's the way it stayed for a long time. So, really good football game tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that one as we get ready to go to break. We got a lot to cover tonight, and we're going to be here till midnight. You're in the Wendy's Giant Player of the Week studio, and we're glad to have you with us tonight and listening on great radio stations across the state on Mississippi Public Broadcasting, Think Radio. Tonight's funding for tonight's broadcast made possible by Mississippi Sports Medicine. We'll be back.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Welcome back to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights here in the Wendy's Giant Player of the Week studio, and glad to have them with us this year as a part of our team, and we'll be talking more about that as the night goes on, and of course as the season goes on, and also the Mississippi peanut growers who are educating everyone so much in the area of peanuts, and we really appreciate them being a part of the broadcast tonight. We'll be talking more about the peanut game of the week as we get closer later into the show. Right now, one of the most exciting times of the year is December. You've got the state championship playoffs course, and then you've got the MAC who handles the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game, which will be in Mississippi this year, and the Bernard Blackwell All-Star Game, games that we have done. And Johnny Mims, of course, heads up the MAC, and Johnny joins us via the telephone tonight. And Coach Mims, how are you?
Hello, Russ. How you doing? What a great night, Friday night. Can't wait for football.
Oh, I'm telling you, whether it's cold or it's warm or it's rainy or whatever, it's high school football, and you know, this thing kicks off, and it'll end. It'll actually end, Johnny, on your last game of the year, which will be the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. Let's talk about that one. It's back in Mississippi. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you, Russ. You know, we were able to sign this new contract, and of course, you were involved with us 2 years ago when we hosted at Hattiesburg, and had a big victory, and looking forward to bringing it back this year. You know, we're going to play this game every other year now in Mississippi, and we're excited about it.
Johnny, there's been a lot of confusion because normally the way this thing runs is you have the state championship games the first weekend in December, and then you have the Miss Al game, and then you have the Bernard Blackwell game. But the truth be known, that's not the way it is going to be this year. They've kind of swapped dates. Talk about that.
Yeah, Russ, we had to swap them this year. We're starting a week earlier than Alabama this year. Alabama has a rule, legislation rule over there from the legislators. They cannot start until the first Monday in August. So this year, we actually started the last Monday in July. And so we actually started a week early, which means we will get through a week earlier than Alabama this year. So we just flip-flop the game. This year we'll play the Bernard Blackwell game, which is our north-south game, on December the 9th in Gulfport. And then the following week, we'll play the Miss Al game on December the 16th. So we did have to, we swapped it this year, and it looks like it's going to be that way next year, too. So we just made that adjustment, and we move on.
And you know what? It's not a matter of one roster being better than the other. It's just a matter of different rosters, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Russ. You know, actually, our coaching staff, we named our head coach back in July. It's Lance Mancuso. And, of course, everyone knows him and the Bassville names at Jefferson Davis County. So, they've already started looking at them, looking at kids from juniors that were juniors last year. So, you know, they have an idea. And as you well know, we can only take 40 players at the Mississippi-Alabama game. But, and you can only take so many at a certain position. So that leaves a lot of good players, D1 players that are not chosen. And so that gives them a chance to play in the other All-Star game. So, you know, both All-Star games are very exciting. We both do a good job with both of them. It's just a great little ending for all of the players.
Hey, John, it's Jake Wimberly. When will the rosters be finalized for both games?
Jake, we're actually having our press conference. We will name the rosters. They have not picked them yet. They're still looking at players. And getting film, getting all of the colleges list on who they're looking at, junior colleges list, a lot goes into this. The coaching staffs are already looking. You know, if you were selected to be the defensive line coach, the defensive line coach is already looking at film on all the players. Beginning, I guess, this year, you know, this week. So they're in the process of, you know, each coach has a list of somewhere between 15, 18 players that they're looking at now. And then as the season goes and 4 or 5 weeks passes, you know, that gives them a better idea of what players are going. But, yes, we will actually name the players on October the 4th.
And we're planning on carrying that press conference, Johnny, that you'll have to announce those players. So Friday night under the lights will actually be carrying that conference.
Exactly. We'll live stream it. They'll be live, and we'll have the coaching staffs in, and that's the day that we will announce the rosters. And Alabama will be picking theirs the same day. So that's kind of the way we've done it in the past. We kind of pick them at the same time, and that gives the players time to, you know, do. Even though we don't press them, you know, we'll have a meeting. A couple of Sundays after that, after we pick them, to kind of go over the details of, you know, what the players need to bring and what time we're showing up and where we're meeting and stuff like that. But there will be no practice, no getting together at any, you know, first time the players will come together was the day that we leave. We'll leave going to Hattiesburg on December the 11th. I think that's a Monday. And we'll be down there all week like we do, and we'll practice all week. So, we're excited about it. I know our coaches have already put in a lot of time and effort to get where they're at to this point. And you know, I give a lot of credit to our coaching staffs every year because they're, you know, the first business they're taking care of their home school. You know,
right, sure.
The school that they're at now, the time to win their state championship. But These coaches are excited, and it's always exciting when you get a chance to play the best Alabama has.
Well, you do a great job with it. It'll be a lot of fun, and we always enjoy being a part of it, Johnny, and we want to thank you for staying up with us tonight on Friday Night Under the Lights, and we'll talk to you, and we'll see you at the press conference, and we'll live stream it for you so everybody can see who made the team.
Thank you, Ross. Yeah, y'all do a great job, and there's nothing like Friday Night Football.
You got that right. Thanks, Johnny. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night.
All right, George, before we go to Kevin Griffin, who's going to talk about that Clinton ball game last night, would love to get his comments on that. A couple of scores from the Mississippi Sports Medicine Sports Desk.
It was Pearl over Brookhaven, 23-3. Starkville rolled tonight over Noxubee County, 43-3. Oak Grove over Purvis, 45-7 was the final in that one. Aberdeen over Bruce, 50-12. Trying to give you some that we did not give you earlier. Eupora over Water Valley, 13-7. Jackson Academy over Washington School, 25-7. Leake Academy beat St. Aloysius by the score of 21-13. So those are some that we did not give you earlier.
All right. You are listening and watching Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. And joining us on the telephone is Kevin Griffin, who was on the call of the Clinton-South Panola game last night with Dr. Lewis Oswalt. Kevin, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Russ. Thanks for having me.
Well, that was kind of the marquee game. A lot of people thought it would be a marquee game of this whole weekend, Kevin, and, a lot of people had written Clinton off, which they shouldn't have done, and a lot of people thought that South Panola, with the big change, with Coach Polk being gone, a lot of people didn't know what to think. First of all, give me your thoughts on the Arrows of Clinton.
Well, I think they exceeded everyone's expectations, quite honestly. Not a whole lot of people, as you said, gave them a chance to be very good at all this year, except their coaching staff. Coach Boswell's told me since the season ended up in Starkville last year that the Clinton Arrows were still going to be a pretty good football team this year. And tell you what, the junior transfer from MRA, Hunter Holsey, he had a heck of a game in his first 6A contest last night. He was 18 for 24 and threw for 250 yards and a touchdown.
So wow!
He was pretty flawless in his first 6A game. So I think the Clinton Arrows are going to be just fine under center this year, or I guess in the pistol or shotgun formation. They don't go under center a whole lot, but kind of a two-headed monster. Walker Birchfield returns with some quarterback experience in games where Clinton was up big last year. He got some time, and he had two touchdown runs last night in goal line situation. So they've got a good 1-2 punch at the quarterback position.
Kevin Griffin is our guest on Clinton South Panola last night. This is Friday Night Under the Lights. Hey, Kevin, it's Jake. Question for you on Judd Boswell. You won the championship last year. Cam Akers takes off to Florida State, and everybody immediately starts saying, hey, Judd's never going to get any better than that. He better get out right now. Judd doesn't get out. And then what I saw last night, and you and I kind of talked about this a little bit, is a very polished Clinton team fundamentally. You coughed up the ball there late for the ball game, but it is game one. Talk about Judd Boswell's approach and why he didn't leave Clinton, because, it looks like right now, even though the loss last night, Clinton's going to be a team that we're going to be talking about way deep into the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I think he stayed because he loves the city, he loves those kids, and he knew what he had coming back. And the future's bright. They had an eighth grade class last year that was just unbelievable. All those kids are in ninth grade this year, and some of them may contribute by the end of the season if they pull them up. But, Judd's staff is a great high school football staff. Last year, in conversations I've had with him, it was a pretty stressful year for him just because he had the target on his back all year long. And from week to week, I'm not sure it was a lot of fun for him last year, even though they were winning. It was a lot of pressure. This year he's loose. Every time I talk to him, he's having a good time. He's more talkative. He wants to talk about the game, talk about the week. And I think he was pleased after last night's game. You always want to win. But when you know that you outplayed your opponent and should have won the ball game,
It's going to make this next week a little bit more fun for the Clinton staff as they prepare for Vicksburg coming up next Friday night.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate you taking some time, especially tonight, because you didn't work tonight. your ball game was last night, and we appreciate you joining us tonight here on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all did a great job. I had to stay up and listen to Jake tonight on the Brandon game, so I had to support my boy. But y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kevin.
And we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a timeout here from the Wendy's Giant Player of the Week studio, and we will remind you that funding for tonight's broadcast made possible by Shelter Insurance and Shelter, your local Shelter Insurance agent. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll go back to the telephones. We'll also update you on the scores. Keep it right here. Friday Night Under the Lights continues in a moment.